Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Challenger, a true story of heroism and disaster on the edge of space. Adam Higginbotham meticulously recounts one of the most tragic events in the history of space exploration, the explosion of the space shuttle Challenger. With an engaging narrative, Higginbotham delves into the intricate details leading up to the disaster on January 28, 1986, shedding light on the lives of the 7 crew members who perished and the series of decisions that doomed the mission. The book is not just a recounting of facts, but a poignant exploration of ambition, oversight, and the human cost of reaching beyond our grasp. It presents a vivid tableau of the Challenger disaster, exploring the cultural, technological, and political milieu that surrounded one of the most watched events of the 20th century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the build-up to the disaster. The build-up to the Challenger disaster was marked by a complex interplay of technological innovation, organizational pressures, and human decision-making. Higginbotham expertly navigates the reader through the ambitious space shuttle program, aiming to make space more accessible and further the United States' position in the space race. The narrative highlights the intense pressure on NASA to maintain an aggressive launch schedule, propelled by political and public expectations. Through detailed accounts, the book exposes the flaws in communication and decision-making that led to the dismissal of engineers' concerns about the O-ring seal's vulnerability in cold temperatures, a factor that would ultimately lead to the catastrophe. Secondly, the personal stories of the Challenger crew. One of the most compelling aspects of Challengers is its intimate portrayal of the 7 crew members, who lost their lives. Higginbotham goes beyond their public personas, bringing to life their dreams, dedication, and the diverse paths that led them to that fateful mission. From Krista McAuliffe, the first teacher in space, to Ronald McNair, who overcame racial barriers to become an astronaut, the book personalizes the tragedy, adding a deep layer of human interest. This focus illuminates the profound loss experienced not just by the families of the crew, but by the entire nation, which had followed their journey with hope and admiration. Thirdly, the immediate aftermath and investigation. Following the disaster, Challenger delves into the scramble for answers, the public's quest for accountability, and the profound impact on NASA. The Rogers Commission's investigation uncovered a chain of decision-making failures and institutional oversights, leading to significant changes within NASA and the space shuttle program. Higginbotham's detailing of the investigation process exposes the layers of complexity in assessing blame and responsibility, showing how the catastrophe served as a wake-up call to reevaluate the risks and procedures involved in space exploration. Through this, the book not only chronicles the event, but reflects on the broader implications of pioneering in an unforgiving environment. Fourthly, technological and organizational lessons learned. Higginbotham's narrative extends into the aftermath of the disaster, focusing on the crucial lessons learned in technology and organizational behavior. The Challenger disaster underscored the importance of addressing known risks, fostering open lines of communication, and the necessity for an organizational culture that prioritizes safety over schedule or public relations. These insights are crucial for understanding not only the specific failures that led to the Challenger disaster, but also the broader implications for managing complex systems and high-risk ventures in any field. The book serves as a case study in the interaction between technology, people, and organizational dynamics, providing valuable lessons for future generations. Lastly, the legacy of Challenger and its crew. Higginbotham concludes with a poignant examination of the Challenger's legacy, which extends far beyond the technical and organizational lessons learned. He explores how the disaster reshaped public perception of space exploration and led to a reinvigorated discussion about the role and risks of human spaceflight. The spirit and sacrifice of the Challenger crew have become a symbol of human aspiration and resilience. The legacy of Challenger, as depicted in the book, is a reminder of the human cost of exploration and the enduring human desire to reach beyond the known limits, striving for the stars despite the risks. In conclusion, Adam Higginbotham's Challenger, a true story of heroism and disaster on the edge of space, is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of space exploration, organizational behavior, or leadership under crisis. Through a detailed recounting of the events leading to the Challenger disaster, personal narratives of those involved, and an analysis of the aftermath, Higginbotham provides profound insights into one of the most memorable tragedies of the 20th century. This book is particularly beneficial for leaders, engineers, and decision-makers in high-risk industries, as it underscores the importance of communication, safety, and accountability. Moreover, it serves as a reminder of the human element in technological pursuits and the sacrifices made in the name of exploration. Ultimately, Challenger is a tribute to the spirit of adventure and a call to learn from the past as we continue to reach for the stars. If you would like to support Adam Higginbotham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.